Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, the show where ordinary moments hide extraordinary mystery. Tonight's story begins with a simple picture. A family gathering, sunlight through the trees, smiles frozen in time.
But sometimes, when we look closer at the things we capture, we see what was never meant to be seen. This is the photograph. The Hall family hadn't all been together in years. Megan Hall was the one who finally made it happen. Her mother was turning 60, and Megan insisted on throwing a proper celebration, barbecue, decorations, the whole thing. Her mother, modest as ever, protested.
Oh Meg, I don't want a fuss.
But deep down, she loved it. That Sunday was perfect. Warm air, children laughing, the smell of charcoal and sea breeze drifting from the coast. The family gathered beneath the old apple tree in the backyard, a tree that had stood there longer than Megan had been alive. Her father pulled out the old digital camera, the one he trusted more than any smartphone. Phones lie, he always said. This captures truth. Megan took dozens of pictures. Her cousins posing badly, her parents laughing together, even the dog mid-leap across the lawn. It was an ordinary, happy day. Or so she thought. A week later, her mother called. Her voice shook. Meg, she whispered, have you looked at the pictures? Not yet, Megan said, still half asleep. Why?
Just, come over.
Please. When she arrived, her mother was sitting at the dining table, laptop open.
One photo filled the screen, the family standing under the apple tree.
At first, everything looked normal. Then Megan saw it. Between her father and uncle, half-shadowed, almost blending with the background, stood a man. He wasn't smiling. He wasn't part of the family. He wore a long, old-fashioned coat. His skin was pale, almost gray. His eyes, dark and unfocused, seemed fixed on the camera lens. Megan frowned. Who's that? Her mother's voice was small. I don't know. He wasn't there. They checked every other photo. In the one of her mother by the grill, there he was, standing at the edge of the garden, partly hidden by the apple tree. In another, where the children played with balloons, he was behind the fence, hands clasped in front of him. In every shot, he was closer. Always facing the camera.
Never blinking.
Her father tried to stay calm. It's probably a reflection, he said.
Or a trick of the light.
But Megan knew his voice too well. He didn't believe it either. Later that night, after everyone had gone to bed, she found him in his study with an old photo album open on the desk. He didn't look up when she entered. I've seen him before, he said quietly. Megan froze. What do you mean? He turned the album toward her. A photo from decades ago, 1979.
A summer picnic.
Her grandparents, young and smiling. Her father, a child, sitting in the grass. And behind them, under the same apple tree, stood the man. Same coat. Same hat.
Same col d'expression.
Megan barely slept that night. She printed all the new photos and spread them across her kitchen table. In each, the figure was clearer, closer. She zoomed in on the last one, the group shot before dinner. Everyone was laughing, glasses raised. And there he was again. This time, standing directly behind her mother. His face half-lit. His hand reaching toward her shoulder. The next morning, her mother was gone.
The back door stood open.
The curtains fluttered in the breeze. And outside, in the grass beneath the apple tree, lay one of the printed photos, her mother's smiling face smudged with dirt. Days turned to weeks. Search teams combed the woods, the nearby river. Nothing. Then one night, Megan's niece, little Lucy, handed her a drawing. It's Grandma and the man, Lucy said proudly.
Megan blinked. What man, sweetheart?
The one from the picture, Lucy said matter-of-factly. The one who smiled at me. Megan's heart stopped. You saw him. Lucy nodded. He waved. That night, Megan sat at her kitchen table again, staring at her phone. The family photos were still in her gallery, unchanged.
Until the screen flickered.
The lock screen image, the one she hadn't touched in months, was now different. It showed her family by the apple tree. But this time, the man wasn't behind anyone. He was standing right next to her. And his hand was on her shoulder. The next morning, Megan's father found her phone lying face down on the table. The screen was shattered. When he picked it up, it lit for a moment. One final photo glowed on the cracked display, Megan smiling beside the apple tree, sunlight in her hair. And in the reflection of her eyes, his hat. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some photographs capture more than a moment. Some remember things that were never there. And some never stop developing.